Hello.
This is Brisha returning a call back with the More Equipment Finance.
Oh, yes. Good morning. Sorry that it's so early and you got to be on phone because I don't know how to do you. But
you're fine.
I was trying to check on my application. Nobody ain't calling me back yet. Like, have they updated the notes on my case to let me know, like, what's going on? Because this right here ain't right. They got me in limo. I'm trying to get funded. I don't understand. And I have my application number, but can we escalate this any kind of way to get Kelly to call me back? Because I don't understand where I'm at with the process. So I have my application number whenever you're ready.
Okay, please go ahead.
128-582-42349.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
So from what I have here, we just recently tried to submit this back to SBA. They haven't kicked it back to us yet, so this time it could be going through. I do see here previously they had problems with the Social Security number not matching, but I don't
they
see
match,
when it returned
though.
It. Yeah, they match. We did check it, and I do see here with Verifier checked it as well, but they did send it back saying it was not matching. That looks like that was the 12th. Now, as of yesterday at around, I think that was around 5 before they left office, they did send it back to SBA. And SBA has not sent us anything back saying it was refused. So we're going to go ahead and push forward. Hopefully they'll be done with that approval process. And once they are done, of course, we'll send you the loan note to sign. Now, when it comes to SBA, I really can't do anything about that, ma'am. We don't control the SBA. That's a separate entity. They're the ones handing out funds. So once they're done, that's the only time we'll be able to move forward. I say, what you can definitely do, you can reach to them directly, ma'am. They do have a customer service number.
Oh, I could reach out to them?
Correct. You can reach out to the SBA.
But then I thought they would tell me to go through my lender because the last time I tried to reach out to them, they told me to go through to talk to the lender. And, you know, they wouldn't give me any information.
Okay.
But
so you, of course, have the option to speak with them, but they usually tell you to go back to your lender because when it's being lended out by an institution, we hold most of your information, and then they get the approval process on your application. Now, if it's in any other status where we're reviewing or we're sending you out information, it's best to reach to us. But when it's in their hands, you do have the option to reach to them. I can't say exactly what they'll tell you, but you can reach to them. You do have that option. But other than that, I don't think they'll be able to put any type of escalation on it. They're working as fast as they can. All applications go through them, so I wouldn't say that they'll be able to push it forward or above anyone else's. But, you know, you definitely give it a shot and maybe get an ETA for it.
How long does it usually take SBA to give a kickback, like, to reject or approve? I mean, because it were denied, right? It wasn't denied.
Yeah, it wasn't denied, but they were rejecting it due to an error they were getting when they were trying to push it forward. I would say on average, it depends. It depends on the business type. It depends on personal history. So as an example, let's just say it's a small mom and pop store, no criminal history, no outstanding debts. They can usually get approved fairly fast, within a week or so. Let's say it's a different kind of lender. It's a sole proprietor. They have outstanding debts, you know, maybe some petty theft. That puts holds on it. If that was forgiven, then it'll still be able to be pushed forward. But they do check additional information when they find things like that. So if they find something that looks a little suspicious, then it takes longer. If everything's fine, I say within a week or so.
But in this case, what they found, they were saying that my socials weren't matching, and they were matching. So that had to be an error.
Like I said, we sent it to them. We will wait back and hear what they say. Our verifier did check, as well as a couple of other agents did check and see that they were matching. Mm-hmm. However, if something's going on at the SBA side where they're having trouble, it might take them longer to send it back because they're going to have to get it fixed before they can issue any type of approval or denial for it.
Mm-hmm. Who has to get it fixed? SBA?
Correct. They'll either reach out back to us so we can tell you, or they will reach to you directly. They have your information.
Do you have that number?
I do not, but I can look it up real quick. Okay. It is an 800-827-5672. Mm-hmm. Yep, yep.
Thank you.
No problem.
All right, thank
you. Look out for your portal when you have time. Check it, because once they finish it, we're going to flip you over into sign, note, receive, and that's when you're going to get the note in your email so you can sign that for your document.
I hope I get approved. Does everything look good so far, though?
Verifier hasn't reported anything wrong with documentation. I do see it all here. So I would say nothing's wrong with your documents. It's just the fact that they ran into that error code for the social.
Right. Okay, well, let me call them. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You have a good day.
You too.